I did warn people about the you know, these metal nano contaminants in the vaccines. All right, we did warn people. This is them here. Now, if I actually had a size, I could tell you what the specific frequency from the pulse modulated beams from 5G are what will cause your demise. Okay, but we don't actually have the exact sizes of these nanoparticulates. We roughly know what they are, but I haven't got an exact size. So somebody's got the exact size of these. That would be really helpful. So let's just, you know, these are the nanocontamination that caused the neurological disorders. You know, the people who are dying from these bioweapons, that's exactly what they are. They've bioweaponized vaccines for a reason. It's a really important. Now, this is the BMG, right? Serious problems with flu shot and safety effectiveness, right? This is the BMG. This is a video that people can show, right, to anybody who's trying to force anybody trying to get, you know, vaccines or they want to vaccinate your children. Show them this video. The flu vaccine, for instance, increases the risk of coronaviruses by 5 times. This is not preventing a COVID pandemic. This is causing a COVID pandemic by getting a flu shot. But nobody's going to tell you. The mainstream media are going to keep this from you. All right. So what I'm going to have to show you is this. There is a positive association between COVID-19 deaths and the influenza vaccination. So that's one of the reasons why the older people in these nursing homes who've possibly had an influenza vaccination, unfortunately, you know, they're basically dying. All right. So they're dying because in that influenza vaccination, it reduces your immune system. All right. You damage your immune, your actual immune system, the one that's 99.9%. successful at resisting these pathogens, not like the vaccinations. So here's a bit that's really important. Now, this is VIAS. This is the VIAS IDs. This is off the US government's own website. These are the coronavirus, the COVID-19 injections. Death, that's murder, sudden death, impaired work, unresponsive, tachypnea, anaphylactic reaction, headache. This is a very small number of the tens of thousands that are now reporting this experimental in breach of Nuremberg Code, an illegal event, a technology that's untested, unproven. Well, it is tested and proven to kill you. That's what that data is, eh? Proven and tested to murder you. Okay? So I think that's enough for people, but watch the next videos. Really important. The proof in the pudding. Obviously, we can't show these people because they're dead.
First, I want to introduce myself, and my name is Sean Skelton, and I'm very real. And unfortunately, this is also very real. I didn't know what else to do other than to just come on live and show everybody what my body is going through at all wakening hours of my day. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody online and my friends and family that have reached out and prayed, because I think that's the only thing we have going for us right now is a prayer. And on Monday, well, let's just say I don't know what's happening to my body, okay? It's a good question to me as it is for you. But I know that on Monday, I was a very functioning person. Zero medical issues. I work every day. I've been a CNA for 25 years. And I love my patients. I love my job. I got the COVID vaccine, the Moderna, on January the 4th. On Tuesday, I had mild flu-like symptoms. I went to work. Stomach pains and diarrhea, some, you know, on Tuesday, normal flu-like symptoms. Wednesday, I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't able to go to work. My tongue began to spasm out of control. By Thursday morning, I was in full body convulsions.
In America, a video of a woman suffering convulsions after receiving a coronavirus jab has fanned safety fears. You may find the images coming up now disturbing. Brent Griner's mother received the Pfizer vaccine. This was in Louisiana at the start of January. According to her son, she hadn't experienced any kind of health issues prior to having the shot. Griner described his mother's condition in an exclusive interview with RT.
I got it.
She said that the day afterwards, she woke up with a headache, and she's had the headache every day since until today. Today's the first day she hasn't had a headache. But she started noticing the seizure-like movements in her leg, in her left leg first, and it was 3 days afterwards. And she was admitted to the hospital by 4 days with she had no control over her legs when she was trying to walk. Doctors said they think it's the metals in the vaccine that is causing her to have the neurological reaction.
My name is Christy Simmons. First of all, I would like to say that I am a registered nurse. I took the COVID vaccine to protect patients and my fellow co-workers. I took it a week and a half ago. It'll be 2 weeks this coming Tuesday. I've had tremors for the last 3 days. I have been to 4 ERs and have been discharged, stating that I need to follow up with neurology. I've contacted 2 neurologists. One cannot even see me until after March or late March. The other one said they don't, that they will not see me at all.